The second annual Conrad Nagel Film Festival will be held tomorrow night and all day Saturday at the Grand Theater in Keokuk. Joyce Glasscock with Main Street Keokuk says the star of this year's festival is John Wayne.
John Wayne, for a very brief time, lived in Keokuk with his family. He lived on the corner of 11th and Main above the Kadash Pharmacy. He was a clerk and sweeper-upper, if you will, at the pharmacy. John and his baby brother and his mother and father all lived here for about 6 months. And so there's a real connection to Keokuk. And of course, John Wayne was born in Iowa, so there's that connection as well. And so as we move forward with the film festival, it will always be the Conrad Nagel Film Festival, but our intent is to feature people that have connections to Keokuk and certainly connections to Iowa in the years going forward.
There's going to be several movies, obviously, as a film festival, a few movies. What movies are going to be played over the weekend?
Of course, we're going to end the festival with True Grit, because this is the 50th anniversary of True Grit, and it is the only film that John Wayne won an Oscar for. And he has a famous quote of saying, when he was accepting the Oscar from Barbara Streisand, he said, "If I'd have known this, I'd have put this patch on 35 years earlier." The other two films we were struggling with, so he has so many bodies of work. So we eliminated the everything that wasn't Western, and then we let the committee choose from the top 10 Westerns mm-hmm. of his. And so on Friday night, we'll be featuring McClintock, co-starring Maureen O'Hara. And then on for the matinee, Saturday afternoon matinee, will be The Sons of Katie Elder. So it's been fun planning and organizing the festival and learning all of these little different facts about John Wayne's work. Brian Downs, who's the curator of the John Wayne Birthplace Museum in Winterset, Iowa, was a friend of the family, but he also worked for a newspaper, I believe, at the Chicago Sun-Time mm-hmm. or some newspaper. And he actually spent time with the family in California, at their home, on their boat, and got to know the family really, really well. And it's been very enjoyable getting to know Brian and hearing some of the personal stories that he's going to be sharing during the festival. He'll be speaking at four different times, so and every time he speaks, it will be a little different content. So you'll get to learn about Maureen O'Hara, because he had a close relationship with Maureen O'Hara as well.
It's not just about the films. What are some of those other breakout sessions or events that are going to be going on along with the films?
We have receptions planned on Friday night, Saturday night. There's a group of very well-known people in the community that are known for preparing food, and they are volunteering to head up the food on Friday and Saturday night, so you'll have some wonderful hors d'oeuvres to sample. And then on Saturday for the matinee, we've opted to go with a theater experience, so it's more family oriented. The kids come, and they'll, after the film, they'll get to have movie theater treats, popcorn, Cracker Jacks, candy, sodas, all of that stuff that you don't want your kids to have these days. But it's also for adults. You're going to be able to have that a big screen movie experience that of this iconic person in the movies. And I think of my husband in the stories he's told me when he's gone waiting for the weekend to go to a Saturday afternoon matinee. And we're also doing after parties in Lucky's on Friday and Saturday night, and we'll be doing John Wayne impressions. You can do your best John Wayne impersonation, and there will be prizes awarded. Also, if you've watched McClintock, you know the closing scene of McClintock is the voiceover of Maureen O'Hara. You hear her singing. All you see is a 10-gallon hat kind of spinning mm-hmm. up on a weather vane at the top on the roof of the house. So we're going to be doing a hat toss. So you can sign up to throw this hat. We'll have them available. And people who win will be entered into a drawing to get drink tickets, and also coins will be awarded for the hat toss as well.
And if I recall from the first film festival, a film festival is not complete without a red carpet.
That's
leading
right.
up to each movie. Are we doing that again this year?
We are. It is going to be the red carpet experience. And we last year we did broadcast the interviews live on Facebook. This year we're also going to be broadcasting them live in the theater at the same time. So as you're walking in, people who are already in the theater will get to see your interview and what you have to say about being at the festival in any comments. So come prepared with a few comments is what I'm telling people. It is a red carpet experience, which is that tuxedo and dress, but it's also Western themed. So you can come in your cowboy boots and your cowboy hat if you want, or you can just come as yourself and enjoy the evening. It's going to be a great festival.
Joyce Glasscock is with Main Street Keokuk. She says tickets are still available for the Conrad Nagel Film Festival featuring John Wayne. They can be purchased at the Chamber office, from a Film Festival committee member, or online. Glasscock says the Film Festival will also feature horse-drawn carriage rides, memorabilia from John Wayne's movies, and samples of a whiskey named for the movie icon. And she says the winning entry from a local silent film competition will be shown Saturday. The festival is named after Conrad Nagel, who was born in Keokuk. Nagel went on to have a lengthy career as a film, radio, and TV actor. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.